Yeah, a good friend of mine, a couple we played cards with and a guy I grew up with, he works at a cement place. During the summertime, obviously, you got the cement trucks running and stuff, but they're doing tons of work outside. They're building some pole barns. They're building a road, actually putting a bridge. And so he's been working outside all winter, and he just, in January, it's been so cold. He just couldn't do it anymore. He told his boss, he said, I'm taking Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday off. I just can't do it. Cold weather, chill you right down to the bone. I mean, he's got one of those heated vests. He's got a battery pack built into it. You set the temperature on it and wears that underneath his clothes. And he said, I need a couple days off. I can't do it anymore. So, yeah, it was pretty brutal. I think this is one of the coldest Januaries we've had in a long time. They say Lake Erie completely froze solid for the first time in, I think they said 20 years. Yeah, it was pretty brutal in January. I'm sure inside your shop there you don't mind getting this little break with the 40s and 50s during the day.
Hey, LDF Mobile, Bay City. Yeah. Yeah, I heard about Lake Erie freezing over for the first time. X amount of years. Yeah, it was pretty cold. Yeah, it gets pretty brutal at work. Like I say, there's heaters, but you'd never know it. The heat goes right through the, right out of the roof. Yeah, even with the heaters down, you can see your own breath. It's horrible. Take days like this, 30-degree weather, which is nice. Yep. Yeah, just looking forward to warmer weather, that's for sure. Yeah, it looks like the crossing gate's going down up ahead of me here. Yep, there's a train. I'll be late. I gotta stop for breakfast too. I just can't get up early like I used to. Just a lot of pain in my left shoulder. It just takes me a while to... It's a challenge to get dressed, let's just put it that way, and try to get your arms through a sleeve, and when you're in the shower, it's agonizing to lift your arm up. So, I got missed out on breakfast, and I got to make my way to Burger King. I guess if I'm late, I'm late. I got to pick up something to eat. I can't go without any kind of breakfast in the morning. I just got enough stuff packed for lunch, and I eat kind of late at lunch.